if you are in the San Diego area, the Del Mar area, Del Mar is open. It has hundreds of horses there. They need volunteers. They need vets. 858-755-1161 is the number for Del Mar. They need overnight volunteers to watch these horses. 858-755-1161. Speaking of Del Mar, live on the scene is our guest at this time, Jeremy Ballin from the Blood Horse, who has done a sensational job covering this tragic event out at San Luis Rey in that San Diego area. Jeremy, it's Anthony Stabile and Steve Grabowski here on Express Bet Radio. Really, thanks for some time today. I know how swamped you are out there.
Yeah, no problem. It's actually pretty, things have sort of mellowed out here. A lot of people who both work for both Del Mar and Santa Anita and pretty much all the industry stakeholders are doing a lot to still identify as many horses as they can. There's still people looking for some horses that they just don't know where they are right now. So, that list is shrinking as they keep checking horses off the list and, going and getting tattoos and IDing these horses and making phone calls. But, there's still quite a few out there.
You know, I think I speak for a lot of people. I'm 3,000 miles away in New York, just talking to a lot of my horse racing friends and my colleagues, and our colleagues, I should say. You have this helpless feeling. You're there. You're on the ground. I can only imagine what you've seen the past 2 days.
The helplessness, even being here, doesn't... doesn't go away. As a reporter, I'm just doing the best I can to get the as much information out as I can, and these things that happened and the things that people are describing as to have happened, they're just unimaginable. We're looking at probably a number around 40 horses who died right now. That's the most recent estimate. And it's just the horror and the just awfulness of what occurred at San Luis Rey yesterday. And, this doesn't mean that more horses can't, die because smoke inhalation or exhaustion or... It's just awful all the way around, and the great thing and the silver lining of all of this is I drove up to Del Mar after going up to San Luis Rey this morning, and you would have thought it was a race day. That's how many people are here to volunteer.
Wow.
And help out. There's just hundreds of people here, and it's very heartening to see that that effort to help these horses.
Yeah, you had sent out a picture, I believe it was you earlier. There's still barns on fire down at San Luis Rey.
Yeah, I left L.A. About 4 o'clock this morning to go down. I couldn't get into San Luis Rey. Security had it locked up. I was able to go to... another training center across the street where about 100 horses had been relocated to. And as I drove up to San Luis Rey, I mean, the ground was still smoking. The barns were still smoking. And this is, I could only see so much, but it was just absolutely horrifying. The people at Trifecta, which is the kind of the rehabilitation center across the street from San Luis Rey, are doing a great job IDing horses, and people are already coming to pick them up. And they got a lot of horses in there who are burnt or cut up or have lacerations from just running around free. And yesterday they just went out and started picking horses up because they were just running around. I mean, that's how desperate it was yesterday that, to avoid them just getting caught up in the fire. These horsemen had to make the decision to just let their horses run away. That's just, it's unbelievable.
That Leo Tapia video, when you get past how surreal it is as to what he's doing, and then you realize exactly what he is doing.
Right.
Like I said, we're supposed to not have that proverbial dog in the fight, but I spent the better part of Thursday night just watching these videos and crying my eyes out.
Yeah. Yeah. I watched that video, and it was, I mean, the images were enough, and I guess I'm sort of desensitized to it a little bit at this point, but what really got me was just the sound. I mean, sorry, there's a water truck going by. Just the sound of just panic. That's just what really hit my heart. A panic from the horses, panic from the horsemen, and just chaos. So,
and there were stampedes.
What's that?
There were stampedes.
Yeah, and it's you know, we have we've reported that there are trainers. Joe Herrick and Martin Belak, they are currently in the hospital getting treated for burns. I think there's been a groom or two who got trampled over, but considering there were that many loose horses just running around, it's amazing that more people didn't get hurt.
They're talking with Jeremy Ballin from the Blood Horse, who has been doing an unbelievable job covering the chaos of the San Luis Rey fire. And now we turn our attention, Jeremy, a little bit to the positive, if you will, to the numbers that were saved. You were tweeting out earlier, 250 racehorses, 850 animals in all at Del Mar right now. Have we got any updates on those numbers?
There's actually 260. Thoroughbreds, racing thoroughbreds at Del Mar as of about a half an hour ago. There's 850 total animals. Most of those are horses of other breeds. There's just pretty much every breed you could imagine here. And there's another 100 or so still, I think, at Trifecta. But that number's going down as people are coming and picking up their horses. And then, you know, there's also just horses kind of scattered about the region. I think that one of the most telling stories from yesterday was a trainer, Dan Dunham. He said that it's going to take a long time to figure out where all these horses are, because they were literally just putting horses into vans and sending them away just to get out. So, you know, there's a lot of people and who are hopeful that they're going to find their horses. But the sad part is that some of them aren't. And, you know, that's just the sad, sad aspect of all that.
You mentioned that Del Mar was almost like a race day atmosphere there. How's the morale there? You know, I mean, obviously, with a tragedy like this, are people trying to keep their spirits up, just keeping to the task at hand? And what, in fact, is needed at this point, especially at Del Mar?
So what is needed is clothes. So for, you know, some people who are caring for the horses here, you know, just have the clothes that are on their back. So clothes is the top priority right now. What is not needed is, you know, carrots and apples. They've actually had to turn away some just because of the overwhelming donations. So that would be the main thing. And they're also directing people to a GoFundMe page to raise some money. Del Mar and Santa Anita have signed off to say that it's a legit donation avenue, which was something that I was a little concerned with.
Yeah.
Yesterday, when a lot of these things started popping up, and people don't necessarily know where their money is going, so this is the link that is provided. I provided it on Twitter, and I believe it's on both Santa Anita and Del Mar's website. That is, you know, an approved donation spot for to help these horses and these people who have, you know, a lot of these people lost everything. You know, people, their all of their things, the barns, and I mean, there's 9 barns just gone. So, yeah.
And I know we could use some vet help as well, correct?
Yes. There was a certain period of time earlier this morning where they were just announcing over the backside PA, you know, when a vet needed here, and you would just see vets running to wherever they called. And that went on for quite a long time. I mean, there are horses here who are in pretty bad shape with burns and cuts and all different kinds of ailments. So, yes, that would be very helpful as well.
When you get past all the tragedy, especially being there on the scene, it's got to be overwhelming just to see how the whole community just tries to bind together. You know, we've seen it on Twitter and on other social media outlets, just how everybody's really just trying to get together and rally around the scars. I mean, it's been absolutely amazing.
There's no question that, I mean, you had 3 trainers literally go into the fire to try to save their horses at San Luis Rey yesterday. And there's no, you know, we all know how competitive this game is. You know, there's no competitiveness right now. Everybody is bonding together and doing what's best for these animals and for themselves and for each other. I thought an important point that was made today was that the Winners Foundation, which helps people out on the backside with a lot of, you know, drug, alcohol abuse, but also, you know, mental health issues, is that Rick Baedeker with the CHRB said, you know, these horses are traumatized, but, you know, these people are pretty traumatized too. So
sure.
My plea to everybody who knows somebody out here is that if you sense that people are struggling with these things, you know, the things that linger aren't always physical. A lot of them, you know, are a little deeper than that. So if people need help, they need to go get it. And, you know, if you know people who need help, you know, let's get them help. So, you know, these types of things, you know, they have layers more than just what happened in numbers and in physicality and physical injuries. So I think that's an important point.
Well, Jeremy, thanks for some time today. We'll let you get going. We'll let you get back to doing what you do fantastically. And that's report on what's going on down there. Thank you for keeping us all abreast. If you want to give Jeremy a follow on Twitter, it's at @BH_JBALAN. @BH_JBALAN. He's Jeremy Ballin. Jeremy, continue the great work you're doing. Thank you for keeping us all abreast. I mean, literally, I feel like I'm there with you between the tweets and the pictures and everything. Thanks for some time today, and we'll talk to you soon.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks. Bye.